The Treasury Department is seeking an investigation of its former boss, Paul O'Neill. He's made news in recent days by criticizing his former boss, President Bush. O'Neill left office with a lot of his personal papers, and the administration wants to make sure he didn't take anything he shouldn't have. NPR's Jackie Northam has this guide to a sometimes uncertain area of law.
Paul O'Neill was privy to a lot of classified information during his 23 months as head of the Treasury. Last January, he was approached by reporter Ron Suskind, who was writing a book about the Bush administration. Speaking on NBC's Today program, O'Neill says he then went back to the Treasury Department asking for documents.
And I called the chief legal officer at the Treasury Department, the general counsel, and said to him, I'd like to have the documents that are okay for me to have. And about 3 weeks later, the general counsel, the chief legal officer of the Treasury Department, sent me a couple of CDs, which I've frankly never opened.
Instead, O'Neill says he handed over the CDs, which contain copies of about 19,000 Treasury documents, to Suskind, who used many of them in his book, The Price of Loyalty. One of the documents, marked secret, was shown during an interview on the CBS program 60 Minutes. O'Neill says he only had what was given to him by the Treasury Department's legal counsel.
Chief legal officer of the Treasury Department went through all these documents and sent me things. Under the law, he's not supposed to send me anything that isn't unclassified, and so if there's anything in that file that's unclassified, the general counsel failed to be sure that everything was clear.
Checking with the department's legal counsel about what documents can be removed has become almost routine, says Beth Nolan, a former White House counsel during the Clinton administration. Nolan says 15 to 20 years ago, it was common for people, especially department heads, to walk away with documents with no questions asked. Nolan says now the Federal Records Act allows someone to obtain copies of documents as long as they don't jeopardize the government in any way. The president and other White House officials have their own regulations. And Nolan says each agency has its own policy about what to do with documents.
Each department has to approve the removal of documents. It can do that by a set of written guidance. It can do it by individual determinations. The policies can be sort of general policies, not ones that are written in regulations. But there has to be some agency approval process for the documents to be removed.
And Nolan says the amount of scrutiny a document receives depends on who's asking for it.
I think the process is affected by the position of the person asking for the documents. And the secretary, as the head of the agency, gets the most leeway. And a lot of this is quite discretionary.
And Nolan says it's important what someone actually does with the documents once they receive them. She says some people want the documents in case they have to defend their actions sometime in the future. Others, like O'Neill, want to use them in books. Stephen Salzberg, a professor of law at George Washington University, says he can't understand how someone in O'Neill's position could simply hand over Treasury Department documents to a reporter without first looking at what was on them.
It's not a responsible way of going about one's business. When you're a former government official, it's your job, your obligation to make sure that what you take away in terms of papers, you have a right to have.
O'Neill says the document that was shown on 60 Minutes was just a cover sheet for classified documents, and there were no attachments. He said if he himself were still Secretary of the Treasury and something like this happened, he would also seek an investigation. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.